Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science.
Universal Anomalies Explained by High Schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
Have you ever wondered why the sky turns the color of citrus at the brink of dawn and dusk?
You can almost taste the sky sorbet as you watch the colors fill our atmosphere.
Although it may look like magic, there's actually science at play.
Tiny molecules in our atmosphere are affected by sunlight.
The rays of the sun can be seen as electromagnetic waves that make the molecules oscillate up and down.
This oscillation produces electromagnetic radiation that has the same frequency of incoming sunlight,
causing the charged particles to disperse light waves across the sky.
This dispersion is called scattering.
The reason we see our sky as blue is because the blue wavelengths have a higher frequency, causing them to be scattered more often.
Because the atmosphere is much thicker on the horizon, light has to travel further to reach our eyes.
By the time we see color, the blue wavelengths have already scattered, making room for us to see the red and orange waves.
You mean the blue waves are too short to reach our eyes near the horizon?
Exactly, and this is why the sky appears to be different colors during sunset and sunrise.
And we say appears because our eyes can only perceive a limited amount of colors.
Now we're going to take a little break for our first sponsor ever, and when we get back, we'll talk about a special phenomena that happens at sunset and sunrise.
Hi, I'm Henry Miller, owner, founder, foreman, and manager of HM Enterprises. We are a small family-run excavation and construction company serving people throughout the San Juan Islands. We guarantee high-quality work on every job, no matter the size, and we offer more affordable options than other companies. Please give us a call if you have any questions or request a free bid. You can contact us at 360-440-2992 or email at henrymillerorcas@gmail.com. Thank you and have a great day.
So Isabella, tell us about the green flash.
The green flash is a phenomenon that can occur just after sunset and just before sunrise.
For a few seconds, the top of the sun will appear green.
Although it is possible to see the green flash at any sunset, it is most commonly observed when we look over a body of water.
Like we said before, the atmosphere is thicker near the horizon, and this explains why we see different colors.
When the sun is setting or rising, it gets closer and closer to the thickest possible part of the atmosphere that lays on the horizon.
As the sun approaches the horizon, the light bends, creating the illusion that there are two suns.
One that is red and orange, and one that is green and blue.
The red and orange wavelengths disappear under the horizon before the green and blue.
This allows us to see a brief flash of green wavelengths.
And because blue is the shortest wavelength, it cannot reach our eyes at the horizon.
Addie, have you ever seen the green flash?
I can't say that I have. We were once in Hawaii, though, and my brother took a time lapse of a sunset we were watching over the ocean, and he swore that he saw the green flash. And I wanted to say that I did, but I don't think I quite saw it. But then when we were looking back at his photos, you could actually see it in one of his frames. And so I kind of like to say I was there when we saw the green flash, but I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
I understand. Yeah, it is scientifically proven that even if you're looking out, you sometimes can't observe the green flash, but if you take a picture at the right time and look back in your photos, you actually can see the green flash from that, which is really interesting.
Yeah, that is. And I'm always afraid I'm going to blink right at the split second
that
it flashes.
I know. Well, that's it for today. And our ending fun fact of the day is,
although you may think clear skies are better for sunset watching, partially cloudy skies amplify the sunlight like a movie theater.